How's it going, everybody? Welcome back to Smitty Sports Talk. It's Smitty here, man. And we're here to celebrate, finally, a dominating Philadelphia Phillies win. I mean, they get the job done today. They score 15 runs, 20 hits against the Miami Marlins. Sandy Alcantara, the former NL reigning Cy Young Award winner. And they put him to bed. They really have this guy's number. I mean, now, it's been a couple of times now, last year, three or four, maybe a handful of times, that they got this guy's number and they beat him. I don't think they lost to him last year. I think they were a perfect 4-5-0 against him last year. And they pick up right where they left off here with the bats, man. I mean, they finally got it going. Matt Strom came in today, again, pitched another beautiful game. Five innings, gave him what they asked for, what they needed from him. And they did a fantastic job, man. I mean, a couple big innings, hit three really big innings. Everyone really participated. And the only guy to not get any action in this game was Cody Clemens, who went 0-for-5. And, you know, it is what it is. Didn't have terrible at-bats, but... again, I think stuff like that happens, but goodness gracious. I mean, 15-3 final. Matt Strom was great. He went five innings for the team, five innings, six strikeouts for the guys. I only had one walk. McKinley Moore came in, had an electric first inning and then had some trouble in the second. But Andrew Vasquez eventually came in and shut the door down and pitched another two thirds of an inning for the team when they really needed him to. And he did a fine job. They got to save some of their bullpen in this game. They got to save a lot of guys for tomorrow's game. They're 4-6 now, the Philadelphia Phillies. But 20 hits, man, nothing. That's been the theme for this team. They've been hitting the ball a lot, hitting the ball well, and we saw again here. As for the lineup today, Bryson Stott got the start at the leadoff spot today. And you know what? He didn't look terrible. He didn't look fantastic. He didn't look terrible, though. I think, you know, how he works at bats and how he's able to get into longer counts really plays a part for him in a leadoff hitter role. And I think he did a pretty decent job today. He ended up going 2-for-6 today. He scored a run and, excuse me, he had one strikeout, but it's going to happen. Obviously, Andrew strikes out. But he made Sandy throw some pitches today, and he had some really good at-bats. And I'm really glad to see him and Topper get him out there and give him a chance to see what he's got at the leadoff spot, because he's a leadoff type hitter. He's got that speed. He's got the contact ability. He has that working the count ability, and he puts it all together here today and makes most of it, man. He gets 2-for-6. He bet 400 on the day. I mean, you can't really ask for too much more, or a little bit less than 400, technically 333 on the day. But you know what I mean? He hit the ball well, and he hit the ball hard when he put it in play. And I think that's what you need a guy to do, man, is get the guy up there. Get him to work out these pitchers. Let him throw a lot of pitches in the first inning, third inning, whenever you get back up there to face him again, and make him think about the rest of your lineup, because this lineup is very deep when it gets going, you know? And we saw it today. Trey Turner had three hits in the two-hole. Three hits in the two-hole. I mean, that's perfect. Trey, he's a fantastic hitter. He's just a great hitter. He runs the bases well. He had three runs scored today as well. I mean, the guy does it all. Kyle Schwarber, two hits today. He got another double today. Just everything going right for the team. He got a base knock the other way. He was on base three times with a walk as well. Even Christian Pache got some love in this game. He got a hit when he pinch hit for him later in the game, when the game was basically out of reach and they couldn't blow a 12-run lead in ninth, which I wouldn't think they would. Unless Sir Anthony's in there, maybe they would give it a run for their money. But other than that, Christian Pache got a nice swing today. Castellanos, man, I got a lot to say about Nick Castellanos and how he's hitting so far this season. He's hitting in bunches, you know. His games come in one game. He hasn't had like a stretch of consistently fantastic hitting. He has an 0-for-4 in there, then he has a 3 game. Then he has an 0-for-4, then he has a 2-hit game. But he's hitting for power. He's hitting gap to gap. He had a double today, two singles. He scored three. He had three RBI, and that's exactly what you get from Rick Castellanos. He got thrown out, given that fire, that feistiness that they wanted from Cincinnati when he brought him over here in 2022. My apologies. And this is what you wanted from Nick Castellanos. You want to see that fire. You want to see that just energy from this guy. The guy's got the energy. You got to use that swagger and use that Nick Castellanos just vibe to him. And he got to have that going for him. And they really do. They got it right now. He, again, three hits today. He really got it going for him. His at-bats have looked more fantastic in every day as they go on, and every game that they play, every inning. They've looked much, much better than last year's. And even sometimes in spring training as well, their bats look much, much better. And you know what? I'm glad for Nick Castellanos. He needs a bounce back here, and he's doing it so far early on this season. And I think it's a test to really just him getting comfortable now. He's getting real comfortable in his role. He hasn't had a home run, which is – this is a funny stat I saw. He hadn't had a home run since August 21st of last year. So the power is going to come. The home run power is going to come. But he hit a ball off the wall yesterday. He hit one today. really strong down the line. And he had two more hits. He got thrown out on just showing an 0-2 pitch that was not a strike and threw a line, made his mark. I mean, between him doing this and him bouncing around the base pass to distract the pitchers, I mean, the swagger's back for this team. The swagger's back for Nick Castellanos, and that's a ginormous part that was missing last year when he was struggling. There was no fire. There was no extra energy motive in the middle of that season when things were kind of up and down. It looked like they were slumping when Joe Girardi got fired, when they were down eight games under 500. Nick Castellanos is here right now rejuvenating that fire. And I think along him, Trey Turner, and how the guys are clicking, and Alec Bohm today, three for five, six RBI, another homer. I mean, he's got three on the year. The guy's playing fantastic ball. He's hitting extremely well. He's batting .351 on the season. I mean, the guy's doing great. I mean, he looked great in spring training. His at-bats look better. His swing looks powerful. I mean, he went .440 today to left center. Hanging curve by Smelter over the middle. Boom! Left center field, about halfway up into the stands. Absolute moonshot from Mr. Alec Bohm. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. I mean, I love what I'm seeing from him. Brandon Marsh rejuvenating himself as well. Another three-hit day for him. Three RBI for Brandon Marsh. I mean, everything was clicking for these guys. I mean, seriously, it really, really was. They were all hitting the ball really, really well. And a lot of these were off of Alcantara. And it's incredible. It really is incredible because they hit good pitching better than they hit crappy pitching. I mean, to simply put it. They fight better. And, I mean, Brandon Marsh has looked a lot better at the plate. He's showing that gap-to-gap power. He had another home run today. So that's two for him, I think, on the year, I believe. How many is he out on the year? Let's look real quick before I forget. Yeah, see, that's the second of the year. So, I mean, good for him, man. He really deserves it. Jake Cave had an absolute moonshot as well. Just in and down off the plate. Jake Cave turned on a sinker from Alcantara and puts it in the seats. And he showed him up a little bit, too. He had a little bit of swagger to Jake Cave. I mean, 30-year-old caveman came out of here looking like a 17-year-old, 18-year-old kid. Just really excited after that one. I mean, the guy's a true vet. And, he has struggled this year, but he brings a little bit of veteran presence to the lineup along with Kyle Schwarber, along with Nick Castellanos, this team definitely needs, which I'm definitely happy to see. Garrett Stubbs is also in there today. Gave JT a rest. And you know what? You have to give JT a rest after a while. The guy's been on his back knees for a long time. I mean, the guy does everything back there. He throws people out. He hits home runs. He hits 448 footers. I mean, the guy does it all. You need to give him a rest here and there, and he did that today. He was a little bit hobbled, Garrett Stubbs, but he's a fighter, man, and he showed it last year that he can get in there, gives you quality time when he's up there, and he's catching a game for you guys. And I think we saw it today. He didn't have a fantastic game at the plate. He won 4-4. He walked. He was on base twice. He scored a run, but he held his own back there. There was a couple of misplays, I think, late where balls got around him that might not, shouldn't have, but nonetheless, it is what it is. It's going to happen. It's baseball. So, I mean, he's your backup catcher. You don't ask for a ton out of him, but he gave you what you expected. So, really happy to see that. The team really looked great today. I think for the Phils, man, they've been slumping. You know, I mean, let last game get away from them. They should be on a 4-game win streak. Sir Anthony blew up last night and gave up a 4-run ninth inning, which it can't happen. It really can't happen. But the team's been hitting the ball well, and I think they're going to carry this momentum into tomorrow. I really hope so. Tomorrow. On the bump for the Philadelphia Phillies, your Philadelphia Phillies, Aaron Nola. He's bounced back big time last time. And then Jesus Luzardo, he's going to be a tough task for this team. He's a good player. He's a good pitcher. Young guy. He's going to give you some tough outings. So I'm excited to see how these guys perform tomorrow and hopefully carry this on into, you know, just the middle of the month, just going on into when the league goes on and you go to May and you get into June, just carrying momentum and carrying just what, you know, getting your job done, beating the teams you're supposed to beat in front of you. And I think they have an opportunity here to really just get back on track against the Marlins. I mean, their schedule from here on out for like the next couple of weeks is pretty light. I mean, they just finished up a series of the Reds in Philadelphia. They won 2 of 3. They should have swept. They won the first one against Miami, versus the best of the three pitchers that are there. You get two more against Miami at home. You beat both of them. Then you go to Cincinnati for 4. And they should, at least, I would hope, win 3 of 4 in Cincinnati. That'd be ideal. And they're right back on track. You know, everyone's had a slow start, up and down starts. I mean, what is it? The Pittsburgh Pirates are 7-3 or something. So, I mean, that's good for them. But I don't think that's going to stand. I don't think anyone expects that to stand. But either way, I'm really happy. The outcome of today's ballgame, and it gave me a lot of just good – it's good to get one of these games under your belt where you just hit the ball, everything goes well for you, and you look nice, and you feel good about yourself, and you really get to understand your swing, and you just see bat on ball, and you run down the baseline, you take your turn, you're like, man, that's a nice swing I had today. And you carry that momentum over, you carry that swagger over, and I think this team is what it needs right now. So, good win for the Phils. They're up to 4-6. They take care of Miami 15-3. Not Texas Rangers 16-3. No. The Philadelphia Phillies 15-3 over the Miami Marlins. We get Aaron Nola on the bump tomorrow versus Jesús Luzardo. I'm very excited to see that one. I think Aaron Nola can bounce back again here and keep his swagger up and continue to throw a nice game. And I hope he does tomorrow because they need it. They need it. They need wins under their belt. You don't want to lose every game early. It is early, of course. I mean, they were, under 9 games under 500 last year and they went to the World Series. So, no, I'm not worried. I just want to see good baseball, you know. Again, it's probably the hyped up of just getting baseball to start and just not seeing your team just come out blazing out of the gates, obviously, is not what we all don't want, but we see the struggles early, the bullpen struggles. So, I want to see Aaron Nola just continue to dominate and continue to bounce back like he did last week in his last start. So, until then, guys, I appreciate everyone for listening. New episode of the Retire Decides Pod. I will leave a link to – I'm going to have it linked to my account from here on out when I post these things on Spotify and post these things on here. And I'm going to make it known for everybody to listen to. That's going to be coming out tomorrow. So until then, I'll see you guys tomorrow for hopefully another Phils win and a Retire Decides Pod. So appreciate it, guys. Thanks for listening, and I'll peace out. I'll see you tomorrow.